Wanted to thank you for being here, considering that is the last session of the day. I know how that feels, especially for the East Coast people, so thank you. This afternoon, I'll be sharing with you results from the qualitative portion of my dissertation. This is the last one out of the dissertation, so you are in for a treat. It's all new stuff. I want to say first that I have no financial disclosures to make. And I want to thank my dissertation committee, most of whom are from the University of Miami School of Health Studies in Miami, Florida, and then Dr. Christine Stevens is from the University of Washington in Tacoma. And also wanted to acknowledge my funding sources for the dissertation, so thank you. Here is a general background information for the problem at hand. Latinas, as many know in this room, are not engaging in the recommended exercise, which is defined by the 2008 Physical Activity Guidelines, Department of Health and Human Services. I'll get into the technical definitions in a few minutes, but because they're not engaging in recommended exercise levels, they are at increased risk for obesity and health-related consequences. The purpose of this study is to employ participatory photography, which I'll talk about and conceptualize for you in a moment, to better understand Latinas' exercise motivators and barriers. And you get a prize if you can say that three times fast without tongue twisting. Significance: exercise is linked with reduction of many things, including stroke, obesity, developing weight-related illnesses such as diabetes. Latinas are exercising less than non-Latinas. Men are exercising more than women, so Latina women are exercising less than men. In general, Latinas are more likely to be overweight than non-Latinas, therefore placing them at greater risk for these obesity-related health consequences. And just to review the guidelines, the current guidelines say 150 minutes or 2.5 hours a week of moderate to vigorous activity, or 1,000 steps per day. Participatory photography, for those of you who may not be familiar, is a methodology in which participants are given a camera, and in this case, those photographs are stimuli to speak about their exercise motivators and barriers. The images themselves are not considered data. The data are the narratives that come from the actual interviews. This may encourage reflection about and expression regarding importance of exercise and may help identify what motivators and barriers exist for these participants. It has been successful in investigating Latina health behavior, including diet and other studies, and I was using it to look at what their motivators and barriers were to exercise. Research aim: I had 5 different questions to address this research aim, and the first was to define exercise, and then the second was to ask them what their beliefs about exercise were. Third was, what motivates you to exercise? Fourth, what keeps you from exercising? And the fifth, how significant is exercise in your life? Full data was collected from 19 participants. 20 actually were enrolled in the study. I had one that dropped out. I also collected demographics. 19 of them mailed back their cameras. And I had semi-structured interviews, 2 of them, in fact. I collected all the data myself in both Spanish and English. And each person participated in 2 semi-structured interviews, and then they were given a camera, asked to photograph their motivators and barriers, and they came back a week later after I had developed the film to review why they had photographed what they photographed. The inclusion criteria: this was a piggyback study on SEPA 2. SEPA was, it was the parent study, is Salud, Educación, Prevención y Autocuidado, or Health, Education, Prevention, and Self-Care. And that was the PI of that study is Nelda Paragallo, Nena, in the University of Miami. It was a randomized control study for evaluating the efficacy of culturally tailored HIV risk reduction interventions specifically for Hispanic women in South Florida. Additionally, I had the women be able to read and write in Spanish or English and have no serious health problems that prohibited exercise. Data analysis was using qualitative content analysis. The narratives from the interviews were transcribed in the original language and then identified a set of analysis, developed categories. I had multiple people working with me on this, used direct quotes, and I developed a coding manual to help. So this slide's a little bit busy, and I'm going to spend some time on it. This is the overview of all the results. In this slide, you're going to see that all five of those questions are represented. We have the definition here, and all 20 participants provided responses that could be classified and contributed to this definition of exercise, which they defined as physical activity done for the purpose of exercising involving a set of physical and emotional effects. So it's all effect. It's right here. These are the beliefs and motivators here, along with exercise cues, which were additional information that came from the motivators, barriers, and then the significance over here. In the second interview that I had, the participants were asked to tell me why they took the photographs, what about this photograph motivated them to exercise, and what was the barrier, and then anything else they wanted to tell me about why they took this particular image. More detail about where the definition came from. Activities, physical activities done for exercising involving a set of physical and emotional effects. And now the good stuff, some of the photographs. So these are photographs of motivators and barriers. This angle's a little strange. This one over here, this woman told me she took this photograph because that was her skinny dress. She used this as her motivator, and she wanted to be able to fit into that skinny dress. So she wanted to look better, was what she told me. This represents a couple of different things. This is competing obligations. The woman who took this couldn't exercise because she had to take care of her children. And then she also wanted to be around for her family, so it was a motivator in that aspect. Another woman took this image, stating that she didn't want to nap here in the emergency room. So that was a big motivator for her. Okay, some more motivators and barriers. The pool on your left is a motivator because the woman who took it wanted to look good in her bikini while she was at the pool. So that was a big motivator for her. And the one on the right was taken because it was a beautiful location and being outside in the environment in beautiful weather was a motivator for her. The woman in the middle is grabbing, you may not be able to tell, but she's grabbing her bonitas, her fat rolls, and she does not want to have those. So she exercises to make those as small as possible. So these are the results from the exercise belief. They believed that exercise was good for health. 10 of my women commented on this. It was essential practice, essential for life, it's an ongoing process, a positive practice, and best thing for everything, and help them live better lives. That all fell under the essential practice. And it was an obligation. They felt that they had to do it, have to. It was hard to do. Some more about the motivators. In the quantitative part of my dissertation, had the women fill out the behavioral regulation of exercise questionnaire, which is a quantitative self-determination theory-based questionnaire about motivators. And this is why this ended up being categorized into this extrinsic-intrinsic category. So the things that came into the extrinsic category were, I exercise because others say I should, I will be overweight, I won't be able to care for my children, society says I should exercise, if I don't exercise, then I won't be around for the family, I exercise to gain positive health benefits. And then intrinsic, I exercise because I really enjoyed the actual activity, dancing, whatever the activity is. Also came, when I asked them to tell me more about the photographs, just external exercise cues. The external exercise cues included swimming pool, being close to a gym, music, weights, having a trainer at the gym, having access to a treadmill. Environmental exercise cues included environmental or nature parks, being close to the ocean, beach. This is all South Florida. Well, this applies here. I live in Michigan now, so we don't have quite the same type of ocean beach. And then summer. Some of the barriers, competing obligations. As you can see, these were stuff such as work, school obligations, no free time, caring for children, household obligations, church, significant other, personal limitations. They were too tired from work. They didn't want to. They just self-defined as lazy, said they were too tired, didn't feel well. Environmental limitations, rain, cold weather, and then competing diversions, computer, TV, internet, social commitments. 18 out of 19 women identified exercise as highly as having a high significance in their life. That's impressive. They're highly significant. They all said it was moderate, and only two said it had very little significance in their life. Some of the cultural aspects of exercise that came out of this was the identification of job stress, changing family roles, fast food availability. Food was much more available here in the States than it was in the countries where my women came from. And my women came from 16 different countries. So the largest population in my sample were Colombian, and then Peruvian, and then Cuban. So just to summarize, selection bias of the sample is always a potential limitation, self-reported data. It is possible that a bias may exist among this population of women who chose to be contacted for additional studies who participated in the original parent study. And women who participate in participatory photography may be more inclined towards self-reflection and may not be representative of Hispanic women. So the long story is education on exercise is imperative. Exercise motivation and barriers are extremely complex, and we need to understand what's going on with this more than we do. Previous research, predominantly used Mexican and Puerto Rican samples, suggests that cultural and demographic factors, including acculturation, income, number of children, may influence exercise motivation. Like I mentioned, my study participants were from 16 different countries, majority were South American, and they may have a different cultural demographic factors that influence their exercise motivators and barriers. Any questions?
Thank you very much, Dr. Nimitz.